You're recording.
Okay, thank you. We are back in open session. Ms. Solomon, if you want to.
Yes.
Take the lead.
I think that.
Well, you may want to start.
Yes, discussing.
Yeah, so where we stand right now is, I think the request made by Board Member Wright is too close to the DUI issue. And so while I was sitting out there, one thought I had is what you could do is you could order her or request that she go do a test today of some sort, a chemical test, urine test or whatever. If proof is given to Victoria today, you could offer a consent agreement for her to essentially to go do the things that's already in place. And if anything comes back positive at any point during her testing, you can put her immediately on an interim suspension. So that may be I'm trying to split the difference here between the guardrails and the ability to protect the public. And it seems like if you have something that the closest equivalent is what's called a state suspension, a state breath. But if you put it in place that if she tests dirty, it automatically, her right to practice drops, she has to come back in front of the board. Maybe that's the fine line here. But I think she would go and test today. Obviously, from a financial perspective, she'd prefer urine. It will tell you what's in her system right now. And obviously, she didn't have notice of that today, and so it would be something she'd have to go do right away. But that would be an option, perhaps, that you could strike a balance here.
Okay.
I think that may be a bit of a balance, but with modifications to the existing CA, you've got the existing deadline for the neuro and psych evaluations. Those are existing. Those would remain. So the clock is ticking. We would add to that an evaluation, a reevaluation, based on the updated information from Mr. or Dr. Keene, and to address the new information that we did not previously have, and also to address the issue of her mother being present with her during the addictionologist
evaluation. Jane, can I clarify? So does that mean that Ms. Dr. Bellapianta is sitting down with the?
That's going to be up to the evaluator, whether
okay.
he wants to do, based on the information we provide to him.
Okay.
Whether, I would think that would be appropriate. He may say, wow, okay, this stuff wasn't disclosed. I want to talk with her again.
Okay.
Or he may feel comfortable enough making some determination just based on the information that we provide him. So
okay,
I don't
so
want to get in.
Up to
I don't want to get in his way.
Okay. Just want to be clear. Okay. Carry on.
Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I would like to add another condition modifying the existing CA, and these modifications need to be signed within 7 days and returned to us, or it'll come back before the board. But in the interim, we've still got the problem of protecting the public that I'm not comfortable with. So I don't know that amending is, you know, amending the existing CA is the way to go. I would like those components plus the current, the guardrails, the monthly testing would still go on, but I think there's a concern about protecting the public in the interim. And so I would still go with a new CA that Dr. Bellapianta would voluntarily not practice veterinary medicine until these three evaluations are completed and back before the board for consideration. So it wouldn't be waiting till adjudication. It would be waiting for our experts to advise us. And in that would be, and we can set, you know, to be all evaluations to be done and back to us within 60 days. To try and expedite the process.
Okay.
and minimize the time that she would not be practicing.
Okay, so we have...
Anything else?
Anything else to add to it?
I actually would say I'd rather go with the testing today and keep the standards the same, because I think if there is something going on, we will know it now rather than waiting. Like, if we're testing regularly, the more often we're testing, the more likely we're going to catch something now and can stop this immediately. So I actually would rather go, so in other words, I'm not going to second the motion, but somebody else could. But me personally, I feel it would be better to go with test today, stay with the consent agreement, add to the consent agreement that we want Dr. Keane to get the information, and go from there.
Those are two options.
What about combining the two and stopping the use of controlled drugs right now? Not necessarily starting.
We already have something in
Just ketamine.
Yeah, I think we have just...
It's limited to ketamine.
I mean,
I don't see what
that's going to change. Didn't we discuss that because she is a mobile clinic that stopping...
Yeah, but still, but I mean, at least it gives the ability to practice still. We don't need controlled drugs to practice. You can't do a certain thing.
I don't think it changes anything. It doesn't make me feel better or worse to have that in there, so it...
Right, especially because she's doing the drug test.
Dr. James, would you consider putting in, as recommended by counsel, automatic suspension if there's a violation of any terms?
Yes.
And what is the testing? What are the modalities of testing that's in the consent agreement? What does it say? Specifically around hair testing, what are the requirements around that?
90
Well, I don't, yeah.
In the second, there's no mention of hair testing.
It's just,
there's not, okay.
Just the hair test was in the first one.
It's random urine.
Yeah. Okay. Can I also ask, during this deliberation, are you taking notes on your phone?
Or? Yeah, I'm taking notes on my phone, yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Literally in the text
clear.
Thing.
Okay, thank you.
What you guys are saying, just so I can see that. Sorry.
I have to write everything down as well.
Okay, so Ms. Solomon has a motion.
Yes.
I think we need to, do we have a second on that and vote on that first? So do I have a second?
Don't do it. I know he's thinking about seconds. Don't do it.
Well, do you have a discussion?
We already have her. We have her alternative one as well. So let's.
I don't want to wait. Yeah. I don't want to. How's she going to pay for it?
Yeah.
Right. And nothing's happened between now and then, and we're going to know today with a test.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have.
Well,
a
I guess we can say. I mean, is there any other information? Any other things like this that are hiding out there? That we're gonna hear about soon. I mean, we know an accident happened. You guys knew that happened. It just wasn't disclosed to us. Is there something else that could come up that you're aware of? Okay. I wanna make sure everything's on the table.
Right.
I know.
We've already, I feel like we're circling back.
But I just wanna make it clear that if something else comes up like that, right. I mean, that's concerning to me, so.
Can we ask if there are any substance abuse related or DUI related convictions in the past?
No.
Okay, do we have a second?
Let's give them time. We've got a second. Okay.
Yeah. So if there is no second, then that motion fails. Do I hear an alternative motion?
Do I need to repeat mine?
Yes.
Okay, so I would make a motion that we require a urine test today, that all the consent agreement from prior stands, all the pieces in it, that we add to that consent agreement that we also want the information that we have recently received go to Dr. Keane for reevaluation, as far as whether that's in person or just reevaluation of what was provided, that's fine too, however they deem that necessary. And if there are any issues, that violations, I guess, of the CA, then it's an immediate suspension.
Or positive test today.
And just to with respect to the two evaluations, the 60 days, does the 60 days run from December 28th or?
Yes.
Yeah, so that was in the original consent agreement, right? So that would stay, that she's on that 60-day notice.
So, just to be clear.
Yeah, and maybe
and that's not starting, 60 days is not starting today.
Right, not starting before.
It's already in, yeah, we got 45-ish days left.
Maybe we want to bring the addictionologist reevaluation in sync with those, so we get them all, instead of getting those two and then have him come, you know, another 3 weeks later, if we gave him 60 days to reevaluate.
I think that should be provided to him immediately for comment. I don't think we need 60 days.
Can we request like information from the addictionologist or no? I mean, is it just an open thing? I mean, is it like, does, again, this after the fact thing, does that change his thoughts on,
or is that after the fact? That's what we're asking.
I just want to make sure, because that's my big concern is like, yeah, okay. I just want to make sure that's addressed specifically.
Yes.
As long as it's addressed specifically, I'm okay.
Okay.
I just want to make sure, because I don't want to be coming back in 6 days and be like, oh, we didn't really know. And I'm like, I want to make sure my words are known.
Let's make sure we have your words, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Four times we got
it. Yeah.
Just kidding.
Only four?
I second that.
There was more than that.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Is there anything else that we've left off? Any further discussion there I ask?
Roll call.
Okay.
Yeah, don't dare.
So we are going to do a roll call.
Ms. Krieger?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James is an aye. Mr. Lohe?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Nay.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
Dr. Wright?
Aye.
Okay. Motion passes. Okay. Thank you.
Do you want us back, or will Victoria schedule that? I didn't know if you want us back in 30 days, since we've been doing that, or if it was contemplated.
I think it just depends on what stuff comes in.
Monthly appearances before the board is part of the CA.
Yeah, so that's maintained.
Oh,
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions before we leave?
What's that?
Do you have any questions before?
No.
Okay.
And so when we're back next month, we will have already completed the evaluations because we'll be past the 60 days.
No, it won't be past 60
days.
Right at the end. So okay, we'll either have that or we'll have the appointment of when it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have the drug testing from today and we'll have the drug testing from sometime in January.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Let's go ahead and do another bathroom break before we start on the 11:45 informal.
Cool.
Okay.